Everybody, and welcome to the Social Church Movement Podcast. I'm CJ.
And I'm Ebony Azuri.
We are the co-founders of the Social Church Movement, a movement that brings all people to the church and the church to all people. Today, we are so happy and excited to have Tyquan Austin, pastor of the Swift Street AME Zion Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, here with us. He's a recent graduate of Livingstone College down there in Salisbury, North Carolina. Great musician, and that's kind of where we actually met him, well, first saw him at one of our larger conferences for the denomination on the organ. So we just wanted to bring him into the studio, talk about some of the challenges and experiences thus far being a young pastor. He actually just finished preaching for the Rochester Syracuse District Conference here in the Western New York area. Welcome to the studio, Tyquan.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're super excited to have you in the studio with us today. All right, so we're gonna jump into a few questions for you, Tyquan. So the first question that we have is, what has been your experience so far as being a young pastor?
It's been ups and downs. My first experience was I didn't know what I was getting myself into following somebody who was almost three times my age.
Okay.
And not really knowing and what the ins and outs of being a pastor, you know, when you walk into something, you never know what you're gonna walk into.
Right.
And so one of the challenges has been being able to pastor older people.
Okay.
Who look at you as their grandson. Are they gonna take you serious? I just stand flat-footed, preach, you know, don't vacillate, you know, stand right there. And my grown man thing, I guess.
So how has that been? I mean, it sounds like probably all of your members are older than you. So have they been more like welcoming to you?
Most of them are older, and I do have quite maybe five young adults and some children. But I felt like I had to prove myself how well connected I am. Prove myself, is he really serious about ministry? How long am I going to be here? And so I've initiated several things to kind of prove, you know, that I'm, you know, in it, you know, for a serious, you know, ministry. And so I've taken everything that I've learned and experienced throughout the AME Zion Church and learning from mentors like Dr. Mitchell, Reverend Rico White, and others across the denomination, and really apply those things which I've looked and learned. So,
right, that's cool. CJ, you got a question for him?
Yeah, so in one of our previous episodes, we were kind of talking about bridging the gap in the church between some of the senior members, the older guys, and then the younger members. How has that been working so far at Swift Street?
Well, one thing that I did was when I got there, music was one of those things, and how we dress was the other. And so every second Sunday I initiated, we're going to dress down. And so I had a theme for each month. So my first thing, we were just going to do I think we did the Swift Street shirts. We all got shirts, and we took a picture with it on the steps, got a crazy picture. And many of my older members, to my surprise, were really receptive. You said, you know, I never wore a t-shirt to
right.
church.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I never wore jeans to church. And so I just came up with a theme. I think I did during October, I did, you know, the football. So we wore jerseys. Christmas, we did ugly Christmas sweater Sunday. And so everybody got a chance to show off their ugly Christmas sweater. We took pictures, and it just kind of got everybody involved. The second Sunday in April, we did the blazers and jeans to try to keep the theme going. And it's getting quite hard to kind of pick a theme. But it's been working because everybody gets a chance to really express themselves. They don't feel confined to feeling like I have to put a suit on, that I have to put high heels on, a church hat on. And so people actually get to come relax and worship, which oftentimes, you know, as young adults, and you don't want to feel like that, you know, worshiping God.
I like that. So one of the, I actually did see, you know, a couple of your jeans and church pictures on your Facebook page, but I also saw a Friday Night Live on there. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, our Friday Night Live was initiated to kind of give our young adults an outlet for worship. We don't have a set schedule. We did it like a mock run back in October of 2016. We picked a Friday night that was available for majority of the people, and we started service at 10 o'clock at night. And in that service, we got two preachers to do like 10-minute sermonettes. We did giveaways, gas cards, you know, the different restaurants, who drove the furthest, got a gas card, and certain stuff like that. And it's just and it's not so organized. It's like free flow. So.
That's
and it's
cool.
And it actually worked. The first time we did it was we had about 81 people there. So
nice.
Oh man, that's really.
That's cool. So it sounds like, you know, over at Swift Street, you guys are having some really, you know, out of the box types of ministries, you know, trying to do things a little bit different, get everybody involved, everybody, you know, kind of on board with everything. Mm-hmm. So what would be something that you would say to other churches that, you know, are trying to bridge that, you know, bridge that same kind of gap?
I would say open up your mind, because I teach a lot of choirs, and in most choirs nowadays, it's intergenerational. You got grandma, you got mom, and then you got, you know, the kids, and one thing that I tell them is the way that you look at older people, I mean, how they worship and how they do stuff is the same way they're going to look back at you. And we have to be careful not to sit in that seat of judgment, and because, you know, just because you worship one way does not make the way that I worship any less effective or less authentic than yours.
Right.
It's just different. And it's okay to be different, and people don't understand that concept.
Right.
They just can't wrap their minds around that. So.
Right.
All right, so let's switch it. Of course, you're big with music. So is it kind of a bit of a struggle sometimes to pick your, trying to go with some of the more traditional gospel feel, some of our hymns and everything, and then kind of, you know, get it kind of, you know, get it going with the older generation and the younger.
Yeah, that's funny you asked me that, because people that know me know I am a lover of all kinds of music, whether it be country, jazz, blues, hip hop, R&B, and so when it comes to church, as long as it's done with excellence and, you know, it's really authentic, not getting up there half singing and half doing it,
right?
You know, it can be effective, and you got to learn how to touch each person, so. It has been hard because it's a certain, in my opinion, there's a certain flow that I really like for worship on Sunday mornings. And it's just hard, especially from the musician aspect, because if the musician ain't right, it makes me cringe sometimes, because I know how stuff is supposed to sound. And if it doesn't sound that way, I kind of tear my face up. So, but it has been hard. So I've been actually playing these past couple of weeks for my choirs and rehearsing with them and stuff like that.
All right, right.
Yeah. Cool. So I wanna talk a little bit about social media, because I know I saw your Facebook page, and your Facebook page, you know, seems lit and everything. You got a bunch of people on there. So was that a transition to really get your congregation on board with using, you know, social media and, you know, having the pictures up there and doing all that stuff?
That was an outlet for our young adults. I got one of my young adults, Amber Young. She already, when I got there, she was already putting me on Facebook Live. And I saw her willingness to do that. And so I just knew that she would be committed to it. So I asked her one Sunday afternoon if she would, you know, start it. And it's not only an outlet, but it is a way to let people know where we are, what we're doing. Because I'm not so, you know, closed off and standoffish that, you know, I want to be able to offer something to the Amy Zion Church.
Right.
You know, if anybody want to, you know, take it, you know, take the idea and run with it and make it your own based on your local congregation. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, when we talk to different churches, we always tell them, you know, find somebody in your church who is already doing something, right, and then, you know, put their gifts to good use. Right. So I really like that you, you know, reach out to somebody who was already, you know, doing that.
Yeah, because one thing that I did find is that pastors across, you know, and this is goes beyond denominations, they will put somebody in a position that really don't want to be in that position, and it becomes not as effective as it would be. And you can really tell when somebody's into it and committed to it and passionate about it. They'll just take the extra mile,
right?
Opposed to just doing the bare minimum just because pastor asked them to. So,
right. CJ, you have any more questions for Taekwon?
So you said you guys were already kind of getting into Facebook Live and stuff. Right. What about everything else? Any other type of social media? Are you guys trying to integrate it?
We did start an Instagram page. And I actually follow it, but I don't get on Instagram that much to know what if she really puts anything on there, which is probably that's my fault. So I need to stay on top of that. We did try to get a Snapchat filter for our Friday night live services. So our next one, we should be up and running with that.
That's cool. That's cool. And, you know, like as you guys are coming out with more and more of the different types of social media outlets, everybody's kind of gravitating to it and get, you know, grasping hold and, you know, right, flowing with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's cool. Because a lot of times you don't really see that in churches that may have more older people than right, younger. They may be a little leery of new things. And so another thing that we try to tell a lot of people, you don't always have to jump into everything. Right. Sometimes if you work slowly into things, not everything, not everybody can grab everything all at once. And so it's cool that everybody's trying to, you know, gravitate to everything that everybody's trying to get into now.
Yeah. One thing that I've learned also is that we say that we want to do things and we want this to happen. We want that to happen in our churches, but we're not doing any action. We're not putting any plans to work when it comes to obtaining those things that we say we want. And if you want young people, you got to do something that you've never done before.
Right.
And you have to really cater to the, you have to create a ministry catered to the needs of that generation.
That's right.
I like it. So after we finish up with all of our questions and everything, we usually do what's called our final takeaway.
Okay.
All right. So we'll give you a few seconds to, you know, come up with what your final takeaway is, you know, just as, you know, what churches can do, you know, to really support their pastors if they have a young pastor, you know, yeah, what older pastors can do to support, you know, younger people in their church. So CJ, what would be your final takeaway?
My final takeaway would probably be for everybody to not be afraid of change. Maybe you can, you know, yeah, always try to slowly work into things. It's cool when you can see the older generation be more receptive to the younger people.
Yeah.
That's coming from a younger person.
Right.
It's cool when you see them, you know, kind of liking what you're doing and, you know, feel comfortable with you getting into
right,
stuff.
Right.
And so in the and you can work the same way. I'm sure the older people would feel great knowing that the younger crowd still loves the foundation and the values and the traditions of everything, and that they still, you know, want to hold on to that, but still want to put a new flavor on things and keep everything thriving and growing.
Right. I think my final takeaway would be, you know, you're not gaining new people at the detriment of losing other people. So, you know, you kind of bring everybody to the table. So you have something, you know, for the young people. So it's, you know, it's only on second Sundays that you're dressed down in jeans. Right. So three other Sundays out the month, you right, know, you're in your Sunday's best. Right. So, you know, you're bringing kind of everybody to the table, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. My final takeaway would have to be very simple. You either change or die. We have to change with our times. We can't do what we did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And so we have to constantly evolve, not be so progressive that you forget, like you said, your traditions.
Right.
But we hold on to our traditions, but we use different methods to accomplish, you know, the main goal, which is, you know, saving lives and changing lives, which it should be our goal. But how you get there is all predicated on, you know, where you are and what you're trying to do.
All right. I like it. All right. So thank you again, Taekwon, for stopping
problem,
in,
no
being in the studio with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we definitely appreciate you coming up here. I know it's a little colder than what you used to down there.
Very much colder. Very much colder.
So thank you, man, for tuning in with us. Thank you for rocking with us. So we hope to have you back here again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, maybe we'll come down to you because it'll be warmer.
Right, yeah. We do travel, so yeah.
Well, you're welcome to come to Swift Street.
All right, so this week's listener shout-out is going to go to Reverend Eddie Robinson. He sent us a message, and it says, I listened to the Rethinking Social Media podcast. Man, that was really good. I think all churches should listen to that. Understanding each social media tool, churches can have point people who have their finger on the pulse of social media. Also, using Givelify would be smart for many ministries. Definitely thank you, Reverend Eddie Robinson, for sending us that comment. Glad to see that, you know, some people have, you know, are trying to benefit from it, getting some tips and stuff from some of the things we're putting out. Definitely want to keep boosting all the different social media tools. Definitely Givelify, you know, with today, many people, of course, definitely have, you know, or don't have cash on them all the time.
Right.
And not just for church.
Yeah, so thank you. Definitely thank you for that shout out. So next up on the bulletin board. On the bulletin board for this week, Durham Memorial, which is our home church, Durham Memorial Amy Zion Church in Buffalo, will be having their annual spring revival May 4th and 5th. The theme for this year is Hold On for the Harvest, taken from Galatians 6 and 9. And the revivalist for this year will be Bishop Brian Moore. He is the pastor of Life Center Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina. So we definitely want, you know, everybody to come out, check that out. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, definitely will be. Well, I guess that's pretty much it for this episode. Yep. I guess we say a big thank you to everybody who has already subscribed. We definitely want to hear from each and every one of you. Let us know what you think of our podcast. Of course, tweet us at Social Church Move. That's MOV, no E, at Social Church Move. Then you can send us a message on Facebook. You can find us there, Social Church Movement. Or if you have any potential questions or anything for any topics you might want us to put out, send us an email at right on our website at socialchurchmovement.org. Definitely hit us up on Gmail, socialchurchmovement@gmail.com. I think we actually had a couple people see if we can get some squeeze some things in for them on the bulletin board. So if you have any, you know, any events coming up, anything you want to get out, definitely just email us right there again at socialchurchmovement@gmail.com. In a subject line, put on the bulletin board so we can get your event out, get all your info out, and, you know, get you right on the podcast.
All right. So thank you again for tuning in to the Social Church Movement Podcast. I'm Ebony Azuri.
And I'm CJ.
Keep moving.
And keep thriving.
Peace.